Ladies and gentlemen, pay attention. This is your boy, the coach from the WWE. I would like to welcome you to the very first wrestling podcast in the world to take you on a weekly deep dive in the classic matches along with legends of the squared circle. Enjoy the discussion. Enjoy the back and forth. There's so much to get into. Ladies and gentlemen, this is The Payoff.
Welcome to an all-new episode of The Payoff. I'm Tom. That's Jeff. Jeff, do you trust me?
I do trust you. I've known you long enough now. I think I do. Yep.
So when I told you that we had to cover a, let me get this right, 3 minute and 37 second match, were you at all skeptical?
Absolutely. But okay. You know what? That's okay.
So here's the backstory on this. And I think it was What Culture did a thing, and it was the greatest matches in wrestling history that are under 10 minutes, I think was the title of it. Might have been 5 minutes, but I think it was 10 minutes. And this match was on there. And of course they had the length of the match. I'm like, there's no way. How good could this be? I sat there and watched it on YouTube and I was like, holy shit. Like, what did I just watch? Like, they didn't do stuff like this in 1994. So Jeff, you'll get to experience it. This is going to be so much fun. I'm pumped to cover it. It's probably going to be our shortest episode ever, but it's going to be one of our most enjoyable ones. So I'm really excited to cover it, but go find the list. I'm sure it's out there. I think it might've been under 10 minutes. Another match that was on there was, I think if I'm not mistaken, was Batista and Undertaker at WrestleMania. Might have been the Detroit WrestleMania, but again, it was just some of these matches, and I went back and watched a few of them, and they were all like awesome for completely different reasons. But I'll try and find the list. But that's why I wanted to cover this one. So I told Jeff about it, and I'm really curious how he is going to think of this. You have to watch this match with us. We're not even going to bullshit about anything else. We're just going to watch the match. You got to watch it with us. Are you excited for this one, Jeff?
You're making me excited for this. And so
maybe I'm overhyping it. You're going to be like, oh, it wasn't that good, man.
Hey,
now I'm worried that I'm overhyping it. It wasn't as good as I remember it.
We're about to find out here. And so let's get right into the build, my friend.
All right. Now I'm trying to find the article. Here you go. What Culture, 10 best WWE matches under 10 minutes. All right, you ready for this? It's such a short episode. We're just going to go through the whole damn list. Rhino Raven, maybe we'll cover some of these. Rhino Raven, Backlash 2001 Hardcore Championship match. Mysterio and Sabu at One Night Stand 2006. That's the one where it like was a double like knockout. Number 8 is this match. Okay. 7 is Angle, Rock, Stone Cold, Rikishi at Rebellion 2000. Now, these are the best matches under 10 minutes. Okay. Mm-hmm. Lesnar, Samoa Joe at Great Balls of Fire.
That was all right. Okay.
Orton, Cody Rhodes, and Ted DiBiase at WrestleMania 26.
Okay.
Lesnar Goldberg at WrestleMania 33, which was awesome, by the way. I love that match. Shamrock Owen Hart at SummerSlam 98.
Yep.
That was the one they didn't like, the caged octagon.
We will. That one has been added after last week. Yep.
Number 2, Mike Awesome and Masato Tanaka at One Night Stand 2005. We have to cover that one. All those matches were great.
That's on our list too. I know.
Okay. Yep. Greatest ever under 10 minutes. Kurt Angle, Rey Mysterio, SummerSlam 2002. Maybe we'll cover that in August.
I don't remember that one.
So there you go. That's the list.
Good list. Like good great names list. On that list.
Yeah, we got to cover them all.
I'll make sure we get them all added. You said SummerSlam 2002.
Yeah, that was the year Shawn Michaels came back. That was the Brock Rock main event. So what a show that was.
I'm ready. I'm kind of looking at that up, but yeah, let's focus on this one.
You
I'm
look
ready.
It up and I'll get started on the build.
Oh, it's time for the build.
So Royal Rumble 94, this is the second pay-per-view. Royal Rumble, King of the Ring. Second King of the Ring pay-per-view, 1994. We're in Baltimore at the Baltimore Arena, 12,000 in attendance, buy rate of 185,000. Last week we covered King of the Ring 98, and it had like almost three times the buy rate, double the buy rate. So just shows you the difference in business between then and a few years later. So this was a really interesting show, man. Dark match. Thurman Plug defeated Quang. Trivia. Who's Thurman Plug?
You got me, buddy.
Thurman Plug was also known as Sparky Plug.
Okay.
Sparky Plug was a
race car driver. Doesn't help me. Is what?
Sparky Plug was a race car driver.
Okay.
He would later be known as Bob Holly.
There it is. Okay.
Yep. You'll know who Quang was?
We have not covered a Quang match, and so
Savio Vega in a match. Okay,
there we go.
Okay,
we're full of the trivia today, man.
Start off with Razor Ramon defeating Bam Bam Bigelow. Bam Bam was in the finals the year before. See, you would have thought Bam Bam Bigelow would have came in here, you know, with an advantage because he had been in the previous year's King of the Ring. But then so was Razor Ramon, who lost in the finals to Bret Hart. So, okay, Razor defeats Bam Bam. By the way, my kid is like really, really tall and he's like in the 99th percentile. So some guy, like when I was walking the other day, was like, oh, look at that kid, Bam Bam. So I'm starting to call my kid Bam Bam now.
All right.
Okay. IRS defeated Mabel. Okay. Owen Hart defeats Tatanka. 1-2-3 Kid defeats Jeff Jarrett. So our semifinals have now been built. Then we go to Diesel defeating Bret Hart, who's your world champion, by DQ. Diesel is with Shawn Michaels. He's still the bodyguard at this time. Then we go back to the King of the Ring. Razor defeats IRS. Owen Hart would wrestle against the 1-2-3 Kid. I won't spoil who wins that match. Then we go to the Head Shrinkers defeating Crush and Yokozuna to retain the tag team championship. Got three guys in the bloodline there.
Yep.
Fatu, Samu, and Yokozuna.
Head of the table back then. Yep.
Uh-huh. We get the finals of the King of the Ring. And then the main event in a match that Meltzer gave, I think, like -8 stars, Roddy Piper and Jerry Lawler.
I went back
and watched it.
Yep.
It was worse than Meltzer described.
Oof.
It was horrible. But Roddy Piper was so over that people still kind of cheered. And Lawler was such a good heel. So the match was terrible, but the fans were still kind of into it.
It seems so out of place after what we just talked about. But yeah.
And it was the second longest match on the card.
Yep.
Okay. What do you got for us? I'm sure there wasn't a crazy build here, but how do we get to this one?
Nothing too crazy, at least with the kid. And so, of course, at this point, he had we're really calling it upset wins over Razor Ramon and the Million Dollar Man. A little bit of some storylines that were going on. Oh,
he beat the Million Dollar Man. I didn't know that.
Another big one as well, too. Oh. And having that was the feud getting into whether or not, you know, offering him money and stuff like that. That was the whole thing. And so he actually making his pay-per-view debut. It was actually SummerSlam 1993. So that summer before this. Excuse me, losing to IRS. You had Razor beating Ted DiBiase at that point. And so Survivor Series, you had Kid was on Razor's team on that one. And so him and Marty Jannetty, of course, Tom's favorite, were the sole survivors on that one. And so the two of them had a tag team actually for a little while where they held the WWF tag team championships for about a week actually after beating the Quebecers. And so, but the kid at this point, like you said, some different things, but nothing super sustainable, you know, kind of in this match though, as well too. So Owen though, of course, had the some different things going on here. Of course, Brett was feuding with Lawler at this point, and so you had Bruce and Keith Hart as well too, and that kind of happening as well. You had Lawler being replaced with Shawn Michaels with the Survivor Series, and so and that's when you had the kind of the start of the, I say, breakup, or the, you know, the dissatisfaction of the guys running into each other. And so Owen being eliminated because of that, the heated confrontation with Brett, and then kind of teaming up a little bit, you know, reuniting over the holidays, and then, you know, breaking up. They actually had a shot at the tag championships. And so at Royal Rumble of 1994. And so guys, you know, it was going fine and stuff like that, but then you had Owen attacking Brett at that point, kind of, you know, turning into the heel. You really had Owen kind of playing up the, you know, his brother being selfish, holding him down, like that, you know, that was why. Owen is actually coming off of the feud with Brett. Actually, that was the WrestleMania 10 match where Owen, you know, cleanly beating Brett, which, you know, kind of shocking at that point. But then you had Brett winning the championship at that night too. And so these two guys didn't have a whole lot of interaction up until this point, but, you know, just the King of the Ring doesn't have to have a whole lot of interaction. We just kind of get into it and go from there. So we got a short one here, Tom. So not a whole lot, not a huge build, but it's King of the Ring. Doesn't
I don't care. This is going to be one of our this will be one of our best episodes ever, Jeff. I'm telling you. 149. We have 150 coming up next week. 149 episodes. I think this is going to be one of our best. I'm 10% nervous that I've overhyped this. And it's not going to be as good as I think it was. And I'm like 90% confident that you're going to love it and be like, this is one of our best episodes ever.
Well, let's get into it and find out, my friend.
Okay. We are at the 1 hour, 38 minute mark of King of the Ring, 1994, season two on Peacock. Owen's coming to the ring. Kid's going to come to the ring. Then we're going to have the match. I wanted to at least include the entrances. We had a few minutes to shoot the shit here. Jeff, are you ready?
I have it pulled up at 1:38. I am ready.
All right. It's time for the payoff.
Ho! It's time for the payoff.
Worse than anybody, if that's possible.
On the rocket on you. Macho Man on commentary. Owen Hart looking like a million bucks, man. Just great look. I always loved how he wore the pink just to kind of contrast Brett, but still had the family colors. I thought that was smart. I mean, you know, Owen really did a great job. It would have been easy to be like, hey, it's a ripoff of your brother and, you know, been in Brett's shadow. But he just did such a good job, man. And, you know, obviously super tragic how it ended, but you got to think Owen Hart would have been a world champion, and the stuff he could have done later in his career, you know, continuing a Steve Austin feud, working with some of the younger guys, the Canadians, like an Edge and Christian later on. I mean, there's just so much that I would have loved to have seen Owen Hart do.
I had this thought earlier today, and it's one we kind of talked through, like, is Owen Hart, like, I get that AEW did the tournament, like you and I, we talk about him a lot, kind of what he did, but is he overlooked a lot too, do you think, and what his contributions were?
Yeah, because he was a phenomenal worker. He was a great character. I mean, go watch some of that stuff with the Slammy Award now. I mean, it holds up. So the answer is yes. All right, kids coming to the ring, staggering, looks hurt.
Playing up the previous match,
yeah. Yeah, so here you go, man. You right?
Oh. Holy shit. Is a dropkick that I thought took his fucking head off and then dives through to take out Kid. Jesus, fast start. Here we go. Bell rung. We are on the clock.
And I think I was like 2 seconds ahead of you, so I paused it. So we should be all caught up, Mike.
Okay, that's all right. We're good. Oh, and high flying now. These guys getting right into it. Yep. Anyway, so yes, Owen overlooked. Yeah.
Really overlooked. I'm just leaving the sound off the whole match. still like twisting moonsaults on Roman.
Pin attempts here, yeah.
Terrell and Savage on commentary. How good is that?
That is some tough guy.
I can't believe what I'm seeing. I'm pinching myself.
I think Savage watched matches like this and just wanted to be in the way. This has some Savage Steamboat elements in it.
He's on fire.
Quick kicks, yep.
I'm speechless. I'm at a loss for words. This is incredible.
They're moving real fast.
Remember, this would have been right before.
Give the Rocket Owen Hart a little bit of credit himself. Look at him. He's hanging.
This is a month, I believe, that Hogan debuted.
Not no, a little bit of credit. A little bit of credit.
Okay.
The winner of this one moves on to the finals of the 1994 King of the Ring and faces the Razorback. The back
to the new generation.
Razor Ramon.
Yep.
What a match that's going to be.
Oh, big
nice bridge. Oh, no.
Oh, got his foot on the rope. Thought he had it.
The hell's a suplex right now?
What's going on?
It's not over.
What do you mean it's not over?
Referee realizing.
Cannonball from 1-2-3 onto Owen on the outside.
You're not taking any chances here.
It was so good.
I'm officially retiring from the sport as we speak.
Used a little more muscle.
You know what I mean?
If you look
again
at Owen, and it's like he's just a little bit
there's
bigger.
There's the move right here.
Yep.
All right, that's a joke.
Big suplex
right there.
Another Kyoto man.
Did not hook the rope.
Yep.
Did not.
We had him last week.
I'm gonna see that 100 more times.
Back and forth, just a lot happening here.
There does the 1-2-3 kid get the energy to kick out of that one?
Not only the energy, but the scientific moves. Look at this.
Ooh.
But every bit is great.
1-2 going for the leapfrog. Owen catching a huge powerbomb.
A sharpshooter by the Rocket.
It's not over until it's over.
There it is.
Nobody can sustain this sort of punishment.
Quick, good, crazy.
All right, let's get into the aftermath.
Ho! It's time for the aftermath.
Well,
that you hyped it up the appropriate amount. That was, I did. It was way faster than I expected. Not faster in regards, not how quick the match was, but how quick they were moving. Like how fast they were getting things set up. Like, and they were inside the ring. They were outside the ring. Like there was not a wasted spot anywhere. Like I almost feel like it was over so quick. The crowd didn't know how to react. Like, cause it was so quick and relative to like a lot of the rest of the card, like it was on the shorter side, but still like, man, that was good.
Yeah. I mean, it was an awesome match. I don't even know what to compare it to.
Yeah. Like, that's what I was thinking too. Cause you can't.
And you can't do that all the time, but it's like, I just can't think of like, and maybe it happens sometimes like during like a TV match, but it's like, just, it's something different. Like, hey, these guys just went wild for 4 minutes and one guy caught the other one and they won. Like, I don't know. That's fun.
Right. Yep. Absolutely.
It made sense why the match would be quick too, right? Kid was hurt. They were moving quick. He caught him in the sharpshooter, you know, hit him with his, you know, that like ending in a submission makes sense too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So, all right, get into the aftermath here.
Yeah.
So I'm still kind of like flabbergasted by that match.
That's
like
catching just, your breath.
It really was. There was just so much happening. It was worth it. And so while I'm catching my breath, I do want to remind everybody, make sure you're checking out manscaped.com using our promo code payoff20. It's payoff20, 20% off. Make sure to use our code. You get a little extra discount if you're just going to the store yourself. All kinds of good stuff. Tom and I use it. Now's the time to have it, whether you're just, you know, the lawnmower, the weed whacker, whatever it is. Payoff20, payoff20 at manscaped.com. So, okay. So, Kid on this one, you had him really the next couple of years, like kind of the underdog, the fan favorite. It's on our list, but wrestling Bret Hart for the WWF Championship match. That would have been July 1994, so not too long after this one. He had a brief tag title reign. It was actually with Bob Holly. They beat Big Bam Bam Bigelow and Tatanka at the Royal Rumble, and then before losing it the next day to the Smoking Guns. So, really good on that front for him. Owen picked up his rivalry with Bret once again. This is also when he became the King of Hearts at this point as well too. And so, you know, they kind of having beaten him at WrestleMania, he did go on, we did not spoil it for you at this point, but did go on to win this King of the Ring. And so he beat Bret. He kind of replicated Bret's win from 1993. And so he wanted to take on Bret at this point because Bret had the championship, the WWF championship. And so feuded all that summer long, had some different things. You had some tag matches with Bulldog as well too. Few different matches they had here, but the first, there was the steel cage match of SummerSlam for the championship with Bret won. And then that one, of course, being the five-star match from Dave Meltzer. And then you had a lumberjack match, which was August, which Owen actually won. And then, you know, it said he won the championship, but it was overturned because of interference, and Bret ended up winning that one. And so, and then what you had, of course, is the famous, as we've covered before, the Survivor Series match where getting Helen, their mother, to throw the towel in for Bret, you know, losing the championship to Bob Backlund at that point. And so regaining it at Royal Rumble. And so you had Bret and Owen again after Royal Rumble kind of feuding a little bit as well too, but finally the feud ending at that point with Bret beating Owen clean, no problems, stuff like that. So overall, just good story. Like I said, for Owen, it kind of got right into Bret and the 1-2-3. While there was some stuff that happened, you know, still really good stuff all around. Absolutely. So, PWI, where are we at on this one? You had the 1-2-3 Kid in 1994 coming in at number 22. Owen Hart coming in at
way higher than I would have thought.
Yep, Owen Hart coming in at number 10. PW Torch on this one said Owen Hart defeated 1-2-3 Kid via submission in what was a short highlight reel of realistic, dramatic high spots and near falls. Owen was introduced first after Kid's name was announced. It took him several seconds to appear, making it look briefly as if Kid had to forfeit the match due to injury. Kid limped to the ring where he was met with a sliding kick by Owen. Owen then drove into Kid through the second and third ropes. Great action, but not enough of it. Every near fall with either man on the bottom seemed like it could be the end of the match, a rarity for a pro wrestling man anywhere in the world. 2¾ stars. This was the match of the night in the Observer over Bret and Diesel, with this match getting 85 votes, Bret and Diesel getting 68, and then the wonderful main event of Piper and Lawler only getting 13. A lot on this one, though. While this was far and away the best 3 minute 37 of the show, from a storyline standpoint, this match made no sense. First off, the business of a babyface being injured earlier in the card, teasing that he can't come back and then miraculously coming back, has been done to death over the past year, to the point the unexpected has become expected. Second, after taking such a horrendous beating from Jarrett, Kid didn't even sell the idea he was injured, as he did every high spot he could fit in this match. If the angle is going to be ignored later in the show, why do it? Third of all, if they're going to work,
but I don't think it was ignored. I just think like he was selling it on the way down to the ring, and then
that's
it's
all
like
you needed. Yeah,
the adrenaline run, right? Like, I mean, if you're hurt, but like you're in a match, he lost in 3 minutes. That was the point. He was hurt.
Yeah, it didn't need more than that. So third of all,
if they were supposed to limp around the ring and not have a good match, like
that's stupid. If they were going to work a hot and competitive match and use this match as a showpiece of a new generation theme, which they attempted to do, why limit them to 3 minutes and 37 seconds when they could have had a classic if they were given more time? It's not like this show was loaded with great wrestlers and potential great matches, that some good matches had to be shortchanged on time. Let's face it, when it was over, this was really a three-man card with Owen, Brett, and Kid. This was about as good as a short match as you'll see, 3.25 stars. So you got 3.25, you got 2.75. Tom, where are you falling on this one?
I mean, it's at least 8.5. Yep. Just because of like what it is. Like, it's, I mean, I love both these guys. It was so unlike anything else you saw in 1994. It was so unique. It's just 4 minutes. Sit down and watch this. Wow, yep. That's awesome. Pro wrestling's pretty cool. It's not as stupid as I thought it was. I just think it's cool as hell. So that's my score. Again, it's not a 25-minute classic, but it's just so awesome for what it was. Mm-hmm.
I'm with you. I'm almost, we don't do quarter scores, or at least we haven't, but I'm sitting at like an 8.5 with you too. I think because I'm still like flabbergasted by how much was packed into it in that short amount of time. Like, there was a lot happening. I feel like we're going to finish recording. I'm actually going to go back and watch it, cause I was like, what the hell? Like, I feel like I missed something in a 3.5-minute match, like, which just sounds crazy to say, but that's the reality of it. And so, so I want to go back and double check and be like, was this really as good as I thought it was? Cause yeah, it definitely was. So, yeah. So I'm at 8.5 with you. I think, yeah, at the time, yeah, could you have given it a few more minutes? Yeah. But then, you know, what do? You know, I think that it worked perfect for what they were trying to accomplish, and there's no reason to kind of change that up. So yeah, we're both sitting high on this one.
I just thought it was fun, man. I loved it.
Yep. Absolutely. So quick episode this week. I feel like we're cheating our fans, but like you said, this is 149 because next week,
number 150 with a special guest.
I'm freaking shocked. Like, because 100, like, we started out as, hey, let's just do a wrestling podcast. And here we are, episode 150, and we're not slowing down. We got all summer planned out already.
So, yeah, which 150 is basically, you know, basically our 3-year anniversary of this.
Crazy. I know.
Give or take. But yeah, I think like middle of July was when we launched. But yeah, yep. We're coming up on that. So big time. Got a special guest. I'm excited about that. Fun match to cover.
And returning, and so we won't fully spoil it, but I know we've had some requests for ECW. We're going back to ECW for 150. So I'm excited.
Should we tell them?
Why not? You know, if we gave them a short episode, the least we can do is tell them what we're doing next week.
Special guest Raven, and we're covering Terry Gordy's last dance. Last kind of big time match for Terry Gordy. It means a lot to Raven, so it was really cool to talk to him about it. It's going to be a fun episode. I'm looking forward to it. Already spoke to Raven, so we watched the match with him, and Jeff and I next week will dissect the build and the aftermath to that one. So I'm looking forward to it.
Hardcore Heaven 1996. We're taking it back.
All right, bro.
All right.
This is a fun one.
Yep. Go watch this match.
Go watch this match if you didn't watch it with us. And we'll see you next week on episode number 150 of The Payoff.